Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hey Gabe, it's Becky at the Business Becker.
Hey, how you doing, Becky?
Okay.
Okay, did you get my message?
Did he tell you that he called here?
No, he didn't.
He was very confused. He's like, yeah, I need my letter for my accountant and work for taxes and da da da. Okay, so actually you need to call the other place and ask for that.
So Becky, when I called him back, now he's telling me he has two payments remaining with them.
Yes, that's what he told me.
Yeah, so I was just like, that's not going to, I mean, we can just get a balance letter, right? And just fund it when it ends on Monday, right?
Fine as long as we can show the payments come out in his statement. You know, we'd need a new month to date that shows the payments coming out.
Yeah,
and that's what I even told him. I said, well, get something that shows your balance right now and that you have two payments left, and then, you know, we can see that coming through your banks.
That's what I was trying to figure out is why, or if he has two payments left, why is November not showing those? I don't understand. Something seems...
Well, then that brings up a whole different issue, because if they're not paying and they're slow, like if they miss a payment or something, then that's an issue.
Yeah, no, I know, I can look at his, honestly, I didn't really look at the, I did look at the month to date, but I honestly, at glance, I didn't see them coming out. Like, I think it was 249, so you obviously have his number. Did he give you the Viking Funding Group number for the three-way call?
I had to give him the phone number.
What? For Viking?
He's like, do you have their number? And I'm like, well, I can look it up for you. Hold on just a second. You know, and I Googled it.
Yeah, that's strange because
the whole thing was kind of weird. The whole thing was kind of weird.
That is strange because he gave me the number like 10 minutes ago.
Well, I gave it to him.
That's very strange. Okay, so he... Okay, yeah, he must have called you before me. Like, that's what obviously happened here. But, jeez.
Yeah.
All right,
well... It's kind of bizarre.
That is strange, but he's just, he must be a confused guy.
I see their payment through yesterday.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, for $468.78. See, and that's what we were confused, because at first we thought, oh, they just took funding. And then we realized that, no, it was the way that it was just backwards. So, there's a deposit for $468.78 from, I don't know, it's weird. Pre-authorized credit from Viking.
I don't see what a date is that on the.
It's a JPEG. It's image 7446.
Okay, 7446.
I don't know what the deal is with a pre-authorized credit showing up in the deposit. That's weird. Right?
Well, no, his deposits and withdrawals are all in the same... Yeah, there's a column for the withdrawals on the left and the deposits on the right. Do you see that?
Right. Yeah, I do, but I
so
also...
So it is a deposit. I don't know why they would be depositing... Well, I mean, it's not... That is very strange, but, I mean, I'm sure if you funded with them, it would have been a lot more money, you know? But that is really bizarre.
Yeah, at the bottom you see the withdrawal of $10,738.77. So the only thing I'm thinking is if that was like an overpayment, the $468.78, because we will refund, you know, obviously if you overpay or whatever,
right.
Then we refund it back. But that could be the only thing I would think of. But if he's still saying there's two payments left, then that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, I mean, can you just call him back and then get Viking on the phone and just try and wrap this up?
Is he going to be able to understand it? Because normally what happens with these three-way calls is I am silent. I don't say anything. I record the call so that we can have it recorded what the balance is.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean,
he's confused.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely reach back out to him if you need me to, but it's whatever you think the best idea is. I mean, we might as well try the three-way, and worst case scenario, we get a balance statement, right?
Okay, yeah.
So,
should I call, is it Ajmer?
Yeah, Ajmer, yeah.
Okay.
So
and
yeah.
And I don't know what number he called me from because it just they transferred it
yeah.
over.
Yeah. Do you want me to give it? Yeah, I got you. His cell phone is 760-455-0367.
Okay.
Do you want to just read that back to me? Make sure I didn't.
Yes. 760-455-0367.
Yeah, just to be precise. Okay, yeah, just explain to him. So you're basically going to reach out to Ranjit, and then you're going to orchestrate the three-way call and just tell him you're going to be silent, right?
Yes, I usually do. I explain it and say, here's what you need to ask. Don't tell them you're on the phone with me. Don't tell them you're getting funding with us. Just tell them that you need the balance. And then I tell them, you know, when you hang up, the call will disconnect. I'll call you right back. So just so that you know.
Yeah, that's very, yeah, he should understand that. That's very straightforward, okay. So that should be fine.
Okay, yeah, and the only issue is he needs to initiate that call because if otherwise it'll show up as the business back are calling on their caller ID.
Makes sense.
That's sometimes where I lose them.
So, I mean, will he be able to do a three-way call on his cell phone, though?
Should be. Should be.
Okay, yeah, just try that, please, Becky.
Okay.
And then, worst case scenario, we request the balance statement. It takes a day or two, and we get it wrapped up then. All right?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I will. I'll call him in just a few minutes.
All right. Sounds good, Becky. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.